Lord Jesus, please help us to turn to you when life doesn't seem worth living anymore. Amen. Well, it's come to my attention that several people have been considering suicide as an answer to all their problems. And let me tell you from experience, it is not an answer. It is not an answer to your problems. It only brings more problems. Except then when these problems come, it's in the spiritual realm and not the physical. So there's no buffer between you, your soul, and the pain that you're suffering. At least on earth, when you're suffering, you can eat chocolate or ice cream or watch something that'll get your mind off of it or call someone and talk to them. If a person commits suicide, they don't have any of those options to cause them to feel better. They are alone with their souls before God, and the demons are there. And being alone without a body and not having friends and having to go through a trial is so much worse than having to go through that trial on earth, where you can at least get a few consolations from the things that are in the world, your animals, your food, your friends, music. And 9 times out of 10, it passes. It's a temptation. There's a spirit of suicide that comes from the enemy, and it's a temptation for you to end your life. It makes absolutely no sense at all, because when you put your body down like that, you're left only with your soul. All the raw, open wounds of your soul are exposed, and then you have to answer to God for destroying your body. But he is merciful, but it's a place you don't want to go. That's not a good place. It's not a way out. It's not an escape. So Jesus began, and he said, I love you. And I answered him, and I said, it is miraculous that you can, Lord. I know it is all about you and your great love, not just that I am lovable. And he said, there are things about yourself you do not understand. But just to be clear, you do have redeeming qualities that you know not of. Boy, thank God for that. He continued, so rest assured, I have written my love letter in your heart, and you are sharing it with the world. Dear heart dwellers, never give up. Plant firmly in your hearts that I love you, and nothing you could ever do would make me love you less or stop loving you. It is my nature that has done this work in you. Therefore, it will never go away. Only turning your back on me and making Satan your God can change anything. But still, I will love you. Please, Lord, I said, do not ever let me do such a thing. He answered, I'm watching over you to deliver you from all evils. I want to say that no one is secure in their love of me. So you must all guard your hearts and refuse the opportunities for evil thoughts or doings. Rest in my love, heart dwellers. Only unrest and evil come from Satan, who continually is looking for ways to stir up anger, rancor, disobedience, and laziness in your daily walk. My love permeates your souls. All you do is gathered together and offered to the Father so that you will have more time to pray and worship me. When you rest in my love, which happens many times in worship, my love and anointing seeks out the damaged and barren parts of your souls and most tenderly seeps in and reforms your hearts. That is why keeping your focus on me is so absolutely essential. It is truly a mystery, but my love and grace seek out the wounded and their wounded places to restore fully my beautiful bride. You needn't worry or fret when you come into prayer, battered and storm-tossed by your own weaknesses in the world. I'm looking after you to encourage you to come to me as I repair you. Beloved ones, I am so with you every hour of the day, and long to bypass your embarrassment over your weaknesses and failures. So have no fear in approaching me. Many times these weaknesses are allowed to foster humility in your souls. You will see the results of this in your lives and be dumbfounded when you do. I am not a man that I should lie. What I have promised I will surely do, and no one can prevent it. And I will finish the work I have begun in you. That is my promise. So do not fret over your shortcomings and failures. They are already covered in my blood and provision. As you progress into these turbulent times, be on guard against bitterness and unforgiveness. One very good way to do this is to pray for them as soon as you recognize that bitterness rise up in you. If you truly knew how deceived and lost others are, you would only love, pray, and bless them, because it is such a very sad thing to see lives wasted in bitterness, only to die and go to hell, where the torments are eternal. In this moment, many are dying this way. Pray that they will recognize my loving presence, drop their vendettas and disappointments, and embrace me into the very deepest part of their souls and heart, and be receptive for the very first time to my grace. In this way, the journey to perfection will begin, and they will start to immediately shed the many fears that brought them into this state. Remember, I exult in the hardest cases, the ones who never sought me but were focused only on the material aspects of this life. They are my greatest victories in love. To see them awaken to me and receive me into the abode of their hearts is one of life's greatest thrills. You were among the souls least likely to be saved, and look at you now. That is the work of grace. So please, helpless ones, determine in your hearts that no matter how badly you feel, you will reach out with confidence that I never abandon a soul who calls upon me. Many of you have contemplated suicide. May I say that is not the answer to worldly woes, because the state you will be in without a body is far more painful than what you are experiencing now. The way through this crisis in your lives is turning to me. I alone can erase the pain and insecurity you are feeling. I alone can bring you up from the pit of despair and give you new life and new hope. Your life is precious to me. Even in your miserable state, I have all the answers to the dilemmas you struggle with. I know when and how you will be lifted out of this despair and recreated to do all I've put in your heart to do. When your body dies, it's not the end. Your soul is released from your body, yet you carry a semblance of that body with you. It is subject to pain and punishment, just as the earthly one was. However, you cannot overcome the desire you have for me, and it becomes a burning in your soul. Then we work together. You drink from the river of life and eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, and slowly regain the desire to live and go on. That is, if you have received me. If you deny me and consistently declare your allegiance to Satan, then I let you go to your master, who will torture and torment you, abuse you forever. So I am telling you, there is only one way for your sins to be washed away and your life and hope to be restored. Come to me. I'm waiting for you. And I promise you, I have the solution to every pain you have. And that was the end of his message. That's so beautiful. Truly, the Lord does have his solutions. I remember when I was steeped in the New Age, and I thought Christians were ignorant. They had their heads in the sand like ostriches. Boy, I had so much pride and contempt for Christians. It was unbelievable. And then I met Jesus. When I met him, that all changed. He flooded my soul with so much love that all I wanted was him. to be with him and to be used by him. And he has given me my heart's desire way over in proportion to what I was feeling before. It's unreal, totally new life, a rebirth for sure, with all the faculties that I ever needed to do what was in my heart to do. So come to the Lord when you get into these places of despair and know that suicide is not your answer. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers.